We all know the story of Facebook, the little social network that started in a Harvard dorm room and grew to have 500 million users. But another Harvard startup has created a new social network, this one for scientists. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch is here. Kurt, what's this about?
Well, it's not about trying to reconnect with a person that you suffered through organic chemistry with. It's really about trying to get scientists to share knowledge with each other to help them figure out their problems. It was started by this guy who was at Harvard as an MD, PhD. He had a problem with an experiment. He couldn't find people to help him, and he said, why can't we leverage technology to basically connect me with the people who can help me? And so that's what he did.
Isn't that what the peer-reviewed journal has been for, you know, 80 million years?
So what Iyad Madish says, that's the name of the guy, is the problem with peer-reviewed journals is that it only shows you what works and very little of what's actually done in science gets published. So if you're still trying to figure out an experiment, like where can you go, who can you talk to, nobody publishes what did or didn't work.
It sounds like an ambitious project.
It is, and it's so ambitious that the guy isn't out to make billions, he says, or be portrayed by Jesse Eisenberg in a movie. Here's what Iyad Madish says his goal is.
My goal, to win the Nobel Prize. And I really believe in that. Like, if we think that ResearchGate will accelerate research in all the different fields, it will change the speed of science significantly in the future. So I definitely believe that ResearchGate could win the Nobel Prize for that one day.
Only a Nobel Prize. Modest goal there, Kurt.
He was at Harvard.
Yeah. I heard that you spoke to some people who actually use ResearchGate. What do they have to say about it?
Yeah, so mixed reviews. I mean, one person I talked to, Nina Dudnick, she's a microbiologist, and she raves about it. She really thinks it's pretty amazing how it makes sort of the scientific global Earth flatter.
Where you live shouldn't make as big of a difference on who your colleagues are anymore. Who knows where the most interesting person who's working on exactly what you want to do as a collaborator is living. It could be anywhere. And that's the power of technology, I think.
Some other users I talked to said that they just haven't quite seen that ResearchGate is leveraging the power of technology to get them to what they need. And so far, they're getting emails like, you know, dear sir, what should I do my thesis on? Please advise. So it maybe hasn't necessarily hit that critical mass yet that it needs to get going as sort of a vibrant community.
Yeah, well, even if they do get to be Facebook size, though, would scientists really want to share all of their information with each other? I mean, I've heard about labs at Dana-Farber that refuse to share results within the same organization.
Yeah, well, science isn't supposed to work that way. And Madish says that's kind of a stereotype of bad scientists. I mean, he says if you look at people who do win the Nobel Prize, they're not the nerds who were holed up in their lab, you know, coming up with eureka moments. They're actually really well-connected people who know what's going on in other fields, who know what other labs are doing, what's coming out, how they can sort of connect to what's going on, and they come up with, you know, science that breaks through because they leverage their network.
So I guess I say all this sounds a little bit too good to be true. Scientists get information, ResearchGate develops a powerful base of niche users, and it's all happening in Boston. We lost Facebook. Have we got ResearchGate?
We don't. And you're going to hear more about that tomorrow morning. This company was started here in Boston, like Facebook, but instead of going to the Bay Area, it moved to Berlin. And I'm going to tell more about the company and what it does, but also why they felt that Boston wasn't the right place to grow.
All right. We'll look forward to hearing that tomorrow. Kurt, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
That's WBUR's Kurt Nikisch. His story on ResearchGate airs tomorrow right here only on WBUR's Morning Edition.